Hello and welcome to the Black and Blue Bloodline. My name is Duke, and joining me today, as always, is my co-host Fat Man Trey. How you doing, Trey?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. So no Auntie Mamo right now. We have no ETO on her, but we're just gonna get started anyway. Hopefully she'll show up. So first things first. We're not even going. The college football season started.
It's been wild.
Yeah, I'm going to actually put you on the spot real quick because, you know, I don't pay too much attention to college. I did pay attention to one game, though, and I do have to say that my Duke Blue Devils, yes, sir, they beat the snot out of Clemson.
I will say I watched the game, and I don't have a bad thing to say about Duke. I'm not going to say anything bad.
We ranked number 21 now. We went from unranked to beating the number 9 ranked, and now we ranked 21, and we're going to climb that ladder.
Yeah, I mean, I seen some good things out of Duke that I haven't seen ever.
Don't be disrespectful.
No.
Don't be disrespectful.
I take my hat off and let you know that everybody that I, and anybody, any Duke fan, especially football, everybody knows that Duke is shitty in football. Excuse my language.
You're just a hater.
No. Duke has never been great in football.
Never been great, but more recently, like
In the last two years?
No. Not last two years. I'll say since I started high school, when did I start high school? So that was almost 8 years ago. Don't feel like that, but it was almost 8 years ago. But since I started high school, they have been an up and down team, but they have never been complete trash. But they haven't been great, but they have never been complete trash. They have been a mid tier team. Either they had a winning record that was only by a couple games, or a losing record that was only by a couple games.
Do we want to go through these years?
I can look at it, but I don't remember any horribly bad seasons. I remember some very mid-tier seasons, nothing impressive, but Duke in the past 8 years have been better at football than they usually are.
But that's saying something, though. That's saying a lot. In the years of football,
have been historically bad at football. Yeah. But right now,
when you hear Duke, you say, "Oh, they got a football team." That's how you look at it. Like,
it don't matter. What matters is right now. Duke is number 21.
Yeah, for the first time probably ever, y'all ever been ranked.
That's not true. We have been ranked before. And those last 8 years that I was talking about, we have been ranked before. That was when Danny Dimes was our quarterback.
And we won a ball game
that year.
You weren't ranked for long.
Hold up, because you real disrespectful. Last year, 9-4. Oh, wait. Is that in the... Yeah, last year, we had a 9-4 record.
And every year after that, you're looking
We're
like,
not
going
to talk about the 2 years before that. 2019, 5-7 record.
Historically trash.
That's a mid-tier. That's only two games from 500. One game from 500, really. 2018, an 8-5 record. 2017, a 7-6 record. We'll ignore 2016. But that's when I started high school, though. So
so y'all started off in boo-boo.
Started off bad, but in the past 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, we have had 1, 2, 3 winning records.
I'm laughing.
For a team that's historically bad at football.
That's why I said I don't have anything bad to say about their performance that they had. They beat the number 9 team. I don't have any bad thing to say about them.
And then, like, if I go further than that, further than 2016, we had 3 straight seasons in a row where we had a winning record. 10-4, 9-4, 8-5. That's pretty good. For a team that's historically bad at football.
Yeah, it is. That's why I'm a Miami Hurricane fan when it comes to NCAA football. I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna let you get your flowers right now. You know, for Duke.
And also, three bowl wins in them 7 years.
Three bowl. I'm not even gonna speak on that.
All we need to do is get rid of our head coach. We got a new coach named Mike Elko, and he getting this team right.
Yeah, y'all coaches, y'all got a good coaching staff. But I mean, once again, it's Duke. Like, it's
you
Duke.
Just sound like a hater.
I'm just saying, it's Duke. It's Duke football now. Like Duke. Like I said, historically, they've not been a football. You didn't even know they had a football team.
But the point is, they on the come up.
They are. I give them that. They are on the come up. And this may sound like a hater.
You are a hater.
This may sound like hate or something, but I'm not hating. Clemson also handed the game to them as well.
No. When that quarterback ran in that touchdown, the game completely changed. Clemson just couldn't. They couldn't recover.
But how did they score on the other two drives? Off turnovers.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying. But they West name gave them. It was and it wasn't like it wasn't. It
you
wasn't.
You see it
as
Clemson giving them the game. I see it as Duke dominating them.
No, I'm not.
That's what
that.
I saw.
Because it was two fumbles, two moments. That's why I said they gave it to him. Like you going in to score, you fumble the ball.
I will say they are terrible in the red zone.
Like,
I think I saw three. I went and watched the highlights this morning, and I think I saw three turnovers in the red zone.
They blocked the field
all
goal.
All of the fumbles. Hold up. We can't. No, that was all Duke.
No. I'm saying, listen. I'm not saying that Duke didn't do the effort to block the field goal. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that Clemson, they had a freshman kicker. If you look at the angle of the ball, he was kicking it too low. I would have told him, hey, angle that up. But no, Duke did their job and blocked the field goal like as they were supposed to. But I'm just saying, it was too many mistakes that led to Clemson losing that game. Not that Duke didn't do what they were supposed to do to win the game. So you're supposed to capitalize.
You're giving us our flowers.
Yeah, you're supposed to capitalize on turnovers. So you scored. Because Clemson gave them the game. That Duke didn't produce what they were supposed to produce. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that Duke did what they were supposed to do, but Clemson played well below their standards.
Clemson is just trash now, that's all.
Yeah, man. Hey, I've never been a Clemson fan. So.
Just know, Lafayette, this coming Saturday, like 6 o'clock, be ready.
Don't be talking shit, and then next thing you know, Lafayette come up.
We not losing.
You,
we not losing. Unless we play another top 10 team. correction. Not just any other top 10 team, because I feel like there's a couple top 10 teams that we might be able to beat. Only teams we're losing to at this point that I feel like I really, really got to worry about is Georgia, Michigan, Alabama, Florida State, Ohio State. The rest of them, I ain't too worried.
Okay.
We got a chance.
I feel.
All right. Any other college teams that caught your eye?
You already know them North Carolina Tar Heels.
Any real teams?
They played well in the Duke Mayo Bowl. They played pretty well here in Charlotte.
That's why I hate South Carolina.
Huh?
I said, this is why I hate South Carolina.
Why?
Because of that game.
even though May had two picks, he still pulled the game out. The Miami Hurricanes look good. As always.
Did they?
It's all about the U. Who else? I mean, that's about all I got.
They beat Miami 38-3.
Huh?
They beat Miami 38-3.
Yeah. We talking about the U beat Miami. We talking about Miami, Ohio.
What?
Miami of Ohio.
Why did they call their school Miami?
I don't know.
Because I was looking at, and this had the Ohio initials beside it. And I'm like, what is this? I'm so confused.
Yeah. Huh. The real Miami beat the Miami of Ohio.
I wonder, did UNC Charlotte win?
Oh, they played. I ain't even, the crazy thing, I ain't even watch.
I mean, their football team ain't been good in a hot minute.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, UNC, they got to do better in recruiting. They don't recruit, but in North Carolina for the most part.
It's a big enough school, too.
Yeah. Like, and they in a bigger conference now. They in a Division I conference.
And for a school that's in North Carolina that's big on college sports, like, come on, you could do a little bit better.
Like, especially, like, we got Chapel Hill, Dukies, NC State.
They're not even up here. Not NC State, UNCC. They don't have their game on the list.
Must have been an in the mirror game.
Yeah, they don't care nothing about them.
Yeah. With those, ECU, it's somebody else I'm missing that we got. Coastal. I'm in North Carolina.
Yeah.
But basically, North and South Carolina, we got some good schools around here. You should be able to at least attract somebody to your school that's at least 3 or 4 star. Like, at least one.
We at least one person.
At least one.
But I found it, though. They did win. They won 24-3.
Who they playing?
South Carolina State.
So I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed. I
mean, neither one of these teams are ranked teams, though.
But South Carolina State is Division II. No. So you beat the Wheels out of Division II.
Well, I wouldn't say that, because it's like, it's they scored 17 points in the first half. South Carolina State scored 3 points. They didn't score again. So their defense played good, but Charlotte only scored one more time after
that. Man, that means South Carolina State done took 2 L's back to back. Because they lost to Jackson State, too.
Look, why are people so surprised about Colorado?
I feel like. Did I not tell everybody that he was going to win versus TCU after TCU put that performance on the in the national championship? Right.
Well, like they weren't really that good anyway. And then also, like, I mean, you got Deion Sanders as your coach. I'm not expecting him going to win the championship this year, but I expected him definitely be better than what they was last year. I'm not really surprised by this win. And then it was only a 3-point win. I mean, it was a great game. Yeah. I didn't watch it, but I mean, 45-40. What was it, 45-40? 42. I mean, that sounded like a great game, and it was a play near the very end of the game. So, like.
I'm going to tell you, that guy, Travis Hunter, is a fucking beast. Like Deion said, he's going to be a number one pick. He played both sides of the ball. Did you see his interception?
I barely remember the play, but I saw it.
That is instinct. Like, I seen so many people take that, go and be in that situation, and give up the touchdown. He snatched that ball out the air. I kept replaying it. Like, oh,
so he's real athletic, dude.
Yeah. Like, the receiver had him beat, too.
Oh, then that's great. Like, you get beat, and then you still
recover. Well, I wouldn't say beat, because they was in zone. So, the guy's already going rolling out. He's basically coming to cover the flat. Like that. I was like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, he is a number one pick in the draft when he come out.
What position he play?
Corner and wide receiver.
He played 2 positions? He played on both sides of the ball.
Yep.
Okay. He had 119 yards receiving.
And play corner.
That guy's a cheat code. Something I don't understand. Where was TCU ranked before that game?
17.
So they lost and they stuck. They're still at 17. And then somehow Colorado's not ranked.
Cause they don't believe.
I don't believe. This is why I don't like. This is one of the reasons why I don't like college football. Like, how I lose to you, I mean, how I beat you, you stay in your same spot, and then you, I don't even get ranked. Like, you couldn't even be put me at 25. You put Clemson at 25. I feel like they don't deserve to be ranked. Not after that.
Nah, you know they're going to leave Clemson in the, they're going to have Clemson they gonna make sure they gonna have a chance to get in type of some and have some type of rank.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
Like you see how it's Clemson, Alabama, they always get love.
And then they got an easy game, two easy games in the next 2 weeks.
Who they playing?
Charleston Southern and Florida Atlantic. But then they got Florida State and Syracuse, then Wake Forest, Miami, NC State, Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, North Carolina. So that's a pretty tough stretch, which I see them losing multiple games. So
I do.
They might actually lose. I, like, from a guy that hates Carolina, they might lose to them.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to transition to the NFL now. As we know, the season starts this Thursday against the Chiefs and Detroit Lions, but we're gonna as we're talking about the games, we're gonna make our predictions for this week. So starting with the first game, Chiefs versus Detroit Lions. Some important information about that: Travis Kelce did get hurt, so there's no telling if he'll be playing in that game or not. They haven't said anything. They said he messed up his knee, so he hyperextended his knee. So, I'm going to say that they're going to take the safe route and not play him game one. There's really no need. But also, I'm going to do what many people probably won't do. But given that I think that Travis Kelce won't play, given that the Chiefs have a new offensive coordinator since they lost Eric Bieniemy, and, I mean, I know we've seen them do it before where they go in with a different team and we wonder, oh, are they going to be able to still be the same Chiefs, which they probably will be just as good. But I think that the Detroit Lions will be able to pull out a close win on Thursday. And that will start the Lions on a very hot start for their season. As you already know, I got them winning their division this year. Now, that changes nothing about how I feel about the Chiefs, though. But I think I still think the Lions are going to be able to pull out this Thursday night win and surprise everybody.
All right. Well, contrary to what your beliefs, I feel like the Lions will still lose this game. I'm taking the Chiefs. I think it's gonna be a closer game than what we think it's gonna be. I don't think that it's just gonna be. I mean, we are talking about Super Bowl champions, so I'm not discrediting what they could do, but I just feel like it's gonna be. The Lions, they added some weapons, so I feel like it's gonna be a bigger game. Yeah. So.
And then Jared Goff, he's been. I've been critical of him, but I went back and looked at him. He's not. He has been pretty good. Like, yeah. I don't think he's been nothing phenomenal, but he has definitely been better than what he was when he was with the Rams.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, y'all already know I got a lot of faith in the Detroit Lions and Dan Campbell, great coach.
Yeah, I know you got him.
All right, next game, Panthers versus Falcons. Panthers. I got to rock with my team this. I don't trust the Falcons. I don't think they're a very good team. I think they're just an average team. But at the start of the season, I don't think it's going to be pretty for them. So they'll probably figure out who they are later on. So I'm going with the Panthers.
I think I'm going to go with the Dirty Birds.
Wow.
Game one? I was just playing. Game one. You know I'm just joking. I'm going Panthers. gonna win this game and show what we coming to do this season.
All right, next game, Bengals and Browns. I'm going Bengals. First, have they said anything about Joe Burrow?
I don't know. He's still hurt, I think. Well, you guys already know I'm going Browns.
For me, it all depends. Because their offense pretty much will have to rely on the run game if Joe Burrow goes down. And if I have to choose one run game versus the other, I'm rocking with Nick Chubb.
So,
given that Joe Burrow is injured right now, and I don't know that he is gonna play, but also kind of want to go with the assumption that he will play. I feel like they might play him. This one's a little tougher.
See what his status is right now. But you know, anything can change to Sunday. Yeah. Before Sunday.
They said he's day to day at this point. Mm. So, that sucks. Today is Tuesday, and they said they'll come with a response tomorrow about his health. So, you know what? I'm just gonna go on the assumption that he will play. He's been sitting out for a while now, so I'm gonna go off the assumption that he will play, and I'm gonna say the Bengals will win.
Okay.
Next game is Jaguars and Colts. I'm rocking with the Jaguars. I think it's going to be a rocky start for the Colts quarterback, and the Jaguars defense is going to take advantage of that.
You know what? I'm going with the Colts.
You just like Anthony Richardson.
Damn right, I do. I feel like he's going to be. I told Don this the other day. I feel like he's going to be he's going to show out on his first game to show, put everybody on notice that what's going to happen. He agreed, but he also said, he said that he was gonna take an L. I think he's gonna take the dub.
I gotta go with Jags.
I know you like Doug Peterson.
Great coach, but that ain't just it. they just have a really good team, so I gotta stick with the Jaguars. Next game, Buccaneers. Vikings. This one's a little tough for me, but I'm gonna roll with the Vikings since I believe they have a more complete team than the Buccaneers. And then we really don't know what we're getting with the Buccaneers quarterbacks. So.
Okay. Well, I'm taking the Vikings. I don't care about them. The Buccaneers, especially with number six down there, I don't have no faith in him. I don't even know if he's number six anymore. But
well, the thing is, the Buccaneers got a good defense still. So, although an older defense,
but they're not gonna have anybody that can stop Jefferson.
I mean, we've seen that defense shut down Tyreek Hill.
We're talking about Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is more of a speed receiver. Justin Jefferson is going to get the ball.
Getting moss versus getting burnt is two different things. I agree. I honestly prefer to get burnt over getting moss. Getting moss is just embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
All in your face.
Like last year when he caught that ball on the Bills. And it was like four people around him like,
wait a minute, the Bills let that happen twice?
Yeah.
Because they let DeAndre Hopkins do it to him, too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
That's sad. Oh, they need to fix their secondary. Yeah. That's not good.
I'm taking the Vikings.
I'm Vikings, too, bro.
I thought you were going to switch to the Bucks.
No, absolutely not, no. Titans and Saints. I'm going Titans. I have absolutely no faith in the Saints. Like, I really do think they're a bad team.
I'm going Titans as well.
I don't know what everybody else is talking about.
I'm going Titans as well. I think that D-Hop and they still have D-Hop and they still got Derrick Henry. those two plays, two things that...
And then, they have two young quarterbacks who could potentially be good. Yeah. So, I think who did they start?
I don't even know. I don't even think they came out with who's going to be the starter yet.
I thought they did.
Oh, let me see.
They got Will Levis.
And Malik Willis. Yeah. Malik Willis.
I feel like I said the wrong name with Will Levis, but...
Nah,
that's
Will Levis.
I was about to say, who is the Saints quarterback? I love this. Is it Taysom Hill? I wish Taysom Hill was their quarterback.
What's the name of star? Ron Tannehill.
No.
And,
Well, they just gonna follow their same formula, though. Just keep running it. And this is... The Saints is another team with a good defense, but an old defense. They have had the same defense since 2017. I'm not worried about them. Like, so, everybody keeps saying the Saints is gonna win the division this year. I'm telling you, this year, the Saints are not gonna be a good team. I just don't... I will not believe that they're going to win a division unless I see it happen. So, next game, 49ers versus Steelers.
You already know who I'm going with this
one. I'm going 49ers.
I know you were going to the Niners.
But I think this will actually be a closer game than what many people might think it's going to be.
I got them Niners. Because
the Steelers also have a good defense. And also, oh, wait a minute.
I said
also Steelers. Thought about it. The Niners... I mean, they got an offense.
But when they
who's throwing the ball? If they decide to throw the ball. Because this could be a run-heavy game.
Yeah.
And if I had to choose... If I had to put my money on a running back to carry their team to a win, I'm putting my money on C-Mac before I put my money on Najee Harris. I do know who's starting for the 49ers. It's
Brock Purdy.
Which I don't know what I'm getting at
here. I think he'll be trash this year.
I think he'll be just average. People are overhyping him. I'm still rocking with the 49ers, though.
Okay, you going with the Niners?
Yeah,
okay.
I almost changed it to the Steelers, but I think this will be a close game.
You know how I've been on this one since we did our predictions. And it's a home game for the Steelers. And season opener, I feel like the Steelers is going to kick some ass.
I'm afraid that they will, and I'm afraid I'm going to be wrong. But my gut is telling me to go with the 49ers.
Okay.
So I'm going with the 49ers. All right. Cardinals, Commanders. Commanders are going to beat the... Oh, they're going to beat the wheels off the Cardinals.
That's why I got Commanders, too.
I think this might be my most confident pick. And like I said, Sam Howell, you know, I like that guy. They finally got themselves a quarterback.
That mean you really a Carolina fan?
No, I'm not. I'm a fan of a Carolina player, a former Carolina player, but not a Carolina fan. Never that. And you chose the Commanders too?
Yep.
Okay. Ravens, Texans. They gonna beat the rail, beat the wheels off the Texans.
I got Ravens.
Yeah, the Ravens are gonna win that one. Next game, Bears, Packers. Bears. Although I don't... that's all I got to say about it. Just Bears. The Packers are going to be bad.
I don't know. I got Bears in that game because I remember I said I think the Bears are going to be one of them breakout teams. But I also think that even though our predictions about what's not, I think Jordan Lewis is going to be better than what we giving him West Ham for.
Best I'm giving him is just an average guy.
I'm saying he's gonna be better than what we was giving him, what we were expecting of him, because we're expecting him to be boo boo.
I don't expect anything. Oh, wow. I don't know what I was expecting him to be. I expect the team to be trash. Like, he could still play good and his team still lose 18 games. They don't even play 18 games, but like, I just don't think the Packers are going to be good at all. So, the Raiders, Broncos. Raiders can't even keep their best defensive player happy.
Broncos.
Locked him out of the facility. And then I expect Russell Wilson to play better this year.
Yeah. And with the Raiders, go ahead and trade Chandler Jones to the Panthers.
We'll take him.
For a 7-round pick, you know. Six, maybe a 6 or 7, you know. I mean, not because we don't want to play with him. I mean, we don't really value him, but because y'all ain't handling him correctly.
He wants out of this, so now all the leverage is the Raiders just have no leverage. Like, yeah. They gotta get him up out of there now. Eagles. Although I think this game will be closer than what many people probably think it will be. I think the Patriots defense is pretty good, and then
I think Eagles too, but I think it's gonna be a blowout.
No, I don't see that.
Who did they get somebody different that I know?
I just think the Patriots is gonna be a competitive team. Bill Belichick always has a
competitive team. I mean, they did sign Fat Ezekiel,
and then they got themselves a good quarterback now. So.
Yeah, but I was reading some article today, and one of the receivers was saying that Juju don't even look like he's healthy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't know he was playing for the Patriots.
Yeah.
No. But I wasn't expecting them to be a good passing team anyway.
Sure.
Dolphins, Chargers. I'm going to go with the Chargers.
Okay, I'm going Dolphins. And I really like John Black and Blank.
Who are you looking for?
Herbert. Justin Herbert, yeah. and Derwin James. I really like them. But I just feel like
Keenan Allen.
I like Keenan Allen too. You know, he's from Carolinas too.
Mike Williams.
From Greensboro.
Grimsley, North Carolina. Grimsley High School.
Okay.
But graduated from the same school. That's all I'm saying.
But the Dolphins also got Jalen Ramsey and Xavier Howard.
First of all, you already know I think Jalen Ramsey's overrated.
I know you feel that way.
I don't think he's bad, but he ain't as good as many people say he is. And you say they got Jalen Ramsey. I'll take Derwin James over Jalen Ramsey any day.
See, this is the problem I have. Derwin James is a safety that plays like a linebacker, so he's up near the line all the time. But I know that Jalen Ramsey and Xavier Howard is going to be shut down corners. So it's like it's comparing apples and oranges to me.
I think he's a better safety than they are corners. Mm. He's definitely better safety than Xavier Howard is as a corner.
I don't know. I can't. We're gonna leave it for Sunday. But I don't know. I don't know. I think the Dolphins will win this one.
Plus, I don't know. I'm sticking with the Chargers. Rams and Seahawks. Seahawks easily. It's barely a discussion.
Yeah.
Cowboys and Giants. I'm picking the Giants.
I hate to say it, but I'm going to Cowboys.
I got to go with Giants. I just think they're going to be an improved team, better than what they were last year. They're going to build on top of it, and then hopefully Danny Dimes will be better than what he has been recently. And last game, Bills and Jets.
You know who I got. I'm going with the Bills.
I got the Bills, too. So, yeah, those are our picks. Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be a fun season. I can't wait till Thursday.
What? It seems like Thursday won't come.
It's so far enough. Away. And it's only a day and a half. Well, it ain't even a full day and a half. It's like a day and 4 hours.
Yeah.
Like, but that's so long.
It seems so long. It's, I've been waiting for when the commercial came on and said football is back. I was thinking, you're right, football is back. But that's one thing I do like about college football, though. It's because when they know football, when the football come back, they come back hard. They played on Saturday. They played Saturday. They played Sunday. They played Monday.
Friday, too. Don't forget Friday.
Friday. Thursday. From Thursday.
They played Friday. They played. Well, they got a lot of teams, but still.
They played all those years. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. They know once football come back, they be like, yeah, since y'all waiting on the NFL, we got all this space. Mm-hmm. The NFL ain't got their games on. We gonna flood y'all with games right now.
And I will say, I know I've said that I have criticized college football for not being competitive enough, but this past week it's pretty good competitive games recently.
LSU lost to Florida State. It was a good week. Yeah. It was a good week.
And just think about it. We got football from now all the way to February.
I'm telling you, man, when football season be over, it's just like, I be into basketball, but I be like,
don't even dwell on that right now, though. Just enjoy it. Like, we in the moment now. We can enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Sometimes, but I'm telling you, That blank period when there's no football on,
it sucks.
And no basketball on.
It's terrible. I don't know. Gotta watch baseball.
Baseball. And I like baseball, but it's like, I'm watching baseball. Like,
it's not, I went to my first game, and it's just not exciting enough for me.
No. Like, I need to be, in order for baseball to be exciting to me, it's got to be a home run hit every minute.
I need to see something happening. Like, yeah. It's like, it's just like golf, but instead of hitting the ball on the ground, somebody's throwing it at you.
Yeah, that baseball, and then, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. This year, the XFL held me over a little bit. But still, it was still that gap when we didn't have no football. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, man. Like,
when does the USFL start?
It started right after the XFL. I can't remember when.
So, wait, they played this year?
Yeah.
I feel like I didn't hear nothing about that.
They played for a little bit. They didn't play long. I think, if I'm not mistaken, something happened with their league.
Hmm. Oh, they can stay open because they're pretty good too.
I never watched any of their games. I always watch XFL games, but when I watched the USFL, it was like, no disrespect to them at all, but it was like great value football to me.
I mean, I expect that when it comes to those leagues, but sometimes it can still be a
little hard. Well, let's say this. You know how Walmart has their brand, mm-hmm. and then it's one more brand up under them? So to me, it was their brand that was right there. I mean, they was that brand. USFL was that brand up right up under great value. Then the XFL was great value.
Yeah. I know my thing with XFL is I just need to understand their rules because it at times it gets a bit confusing.
Yeah, yeah. Because you can come back in an XFL game out of nowhere. You're like, whoa, yeah. they were just down 21. How did they get the ball back? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I do agree with they need to let the rules be more specific. Let it be known.
Although, I feel like, even though it's probably too hot for that, but I think the XFL should actually play their season during the summer. So that'd give XFL players an opportunity to be drafted once the season's over.
But they're not going to draft them because what they do is they just put them under the sign. They just sign them.
I know. I know a lot of them are old players too, but some of them, I feel like some of them are young players that can still potentially be.
I'm gonna be honest with you, some of the players that be from the NFL that be playing in the XFL, they be getting exposed. I'd be like, oh, Lord, like.
Vic Beasley. Oh, my God. I wonder what happened to Vic Beasley. He used to be dominant for the Falcons.
I like Montavis Bryant when he played for the Steelers and the Raiders. Once he fell off and played in the XFL, I don't know what happened, but you could tell he was gassed. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, my God, like, this is not normal how he was. And then, what was his name? The only person that showed out was Josh Gordon.
No, him.
That was the only one who showed out that played. I didn't even know Will Harris played in the XFL.
Who?
Will Harris, the corner.
I don't even know who it is.
He played in the NFL. He played for them. He played for. I think he played for the. I think my mom said he played for whatever Las Vegas team is.
The Raiders?
No. Las Vegas and the XFL. It was either Will Harris or Will. Was it Will Harris? Yeah, I think it's Will Harris. I didn't even know he played for him. He was not the best. But you know, that's neither here or there. I just feel like, you know. We might as well go ahead and extend the NFL season to 20 games.
No, that's too many. That's way too many.
20 games. Nah, but they think about going to 18.
I think they really should stick with 17. They said 17 is already a lot. I'm like, I think 17 is enough.
Because people were saying, the reason they were saying go 18 games, then you'll get football from... Basically, you would get, they were saying, add 18 games, and then you would have play football Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. And basically, that extra game would be on a Friday.
They shouldn't do that, because then that'll take away from high school, college, both high school and college.
I mean, no disrespect to high school or college, but if NFL is on...
And that's what I'm saying. That's why they couldn't do it.
That's what I said. No disrespect to them, but you know, NFL is on, so I mean, unless you know somebody playing, you ain't going to the game. And they was talking about also capitalizing more on holiday games.
I think certain holidays they need to leave alone. Like Christmas, that's NBA's holiday. Leave it alone. Thanksgiving is your holiday.
Well, but you see, last year did they play on Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they had. Yeah, they did play on Christmas. But didn't it fall that Christmas? See, Christmas is going to be on Monday this year, so somebody's going to be playing on Christmas Day.
One game is fun. Last year they had three. This is the NBA's holiday. Leave Christmas alone.
I watched more football on Christmas this year than I did. And I watched basketball this year. I actually forgot that the NBA was playing.
That's crazy.
It was and
I prefer basketball on Christmas. And then they got this new tournament thing going. I mean, I don't know what it is. I'm so confused about it. But yeah, basketball on Christmas. Football on Thanksgiving. So.
I don't know, man. I enjoy seeing watching some football now.
I do too, but I like watching it on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Thanksgiving and football just goes together. I do understand that. Mm-hmm.
Leave Christmas alone. Like, it's not your sport. I mean, it's not your day. It's basketball's day.
Well,
and there are other holidays.
Yeah. And like they were talking about doing that's what I'm talking about is from Travis Kelce in the podcast. They was talking about how you should capitalize on the holidays, like do a Halloween game. Mm-hmm. Do
because Halloween don't fall on there's certain, like Halloween, it can be a different day. Yeah, so they can do like a Halloween week and have fun with it, but not just play a game on Halloween, because Halloween might fall on Tuesday or Wednesday. And they shouldn't have to play on a Tuesday or Wednesday.
It was another game they were saying. It was another holiday. It was Thanksgiving.
This is holiday Halloween. Season, and for some reason, we can only think of three.
Thanksgiving, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Don't they got a Black Friday game now?
I think so.
Which is weird, but...
I mean, we're going to play for the savings.
Then I'm going to need y'all to heavily reduce them prices on the jerseys.
Yeah. I'm talking about 60-70% off.
Yeah. Like a real discount. 25% is not a discount.
That's not a discount. Right. That's just the taxes.
Right.
Who else? It was another holiday. I can't think what the holiday. I think it was at New Year's was another holiday.
Yeah.
Do a New Year's game.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. So that'd be a lot of fun. New Year's. But then again, New Year's can still fall on any day. So.
Yeah. At least with Thanksgiving. Well, Christmas can fall on any day though too. So
that's true.
Only one that's guaranteed is Thanksgiving and it's Thanksgiving.
So, I mean, but still, they shouldn't, like, if Christmas is on a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or a Saturday, or a Friday, I mean, no football. But if it's on a Saturday, if it's on a Sunday, if it's on a Monday or a Thursday, fine, because those are days that y'all usually play football anyway. Sometimes, not always on Saturday, but at that point in the season, they start to have some Saturday games.
Yeah.
So, like, if it's on one of those days, cool, but Tuesday, Wednesday, it's not your day.
Yeah, because that's definitely, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, that's definitely when I be tuned into some basketball. Now, I will say that. Now, Tuesday, I be watching TNT. Right.
And I love football, but I got to have a break at some point. I don't want it all throughout the week.
Yeah. I don't know. Because even if I'm not watching football, I'm watching football documentaries or football life. I don't know. I might watch football every day if it was possible. Like, sometimes I think that's why I used to coach. Well, I mean, I still want to coach, but it's a conflict of interest right now. Well, with my job, not with the team. But yeah, I think. Football every day wouldn't be bad.
No.
Let me say this. Good brands of football would be good, wouldn't be bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't always get that with NFL, so stick with your days. You get Sunday, Monday, Thursday, and sometimes Saturday.
I think they're gonna start doing Fridays. I really do.
They need to leave the weekend alone and leave it for college.
Yeah, I think they're gonna go Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
It's just so unnecessary.
But that's why they keep on putting those fucking... I think they're going to do that just because if you start watching NFL Plus, it was at first it was lower. You weren't paying as much. Now with NFL game package, you paying damn near $500. I mean, I don't know if it's that damn high, but it's high.
Season pass or the season, the NFL Sunday ticket, that's cost $500. Not worth it. I would not pay for Sunday ticket.
Cause I just want to see. I only see the games that I can't see. I can watch highlights of them later.
First of all, I can only really watch three games at a time. The only time I switch back and forth between games is if I'm not really interested in either one of those games. But
yeah,
I usually pick games that I'm very interested in. So
yeah. That's true. Yeah.
All right, but that's all we got for today. My name is Duke.
I'm Fat Man Trey. Always Tar Heel Nation.
Let's go, Duke.
And it's all about the U.
This is the Black and Blue Bloodline. Thanks for listening.